Last winter, freezing temperatures hit some people harder than others. On Nebish Island, 20 miles south of Sault Ste. Marie, thick ice formed on the St. Mary's River. When the Coast Guard cut it, the Nebish Island ferry got stuck, and island residents were stranded for almost a month. Islanders call this the ice-cutting season, and they know it could happen every winter. IPR's Taylor Wisner went to the island to see how they're gearing up this year.
About 70 people live on Nebish Island year-round. There is no store and no gas station, so when the ferry stops working, residents have to get creative. Bob Shallop keeps a bunch of tools and equipment in his workshop.
All these pipe fittings, every kind of pipe fitting imaginable. Then over there you can see all the oil jugs cut in half that's all full of all different kind of nails.
He says neighbors come by when they need something. If a septic tank goes out, he's got the plumbing fixtures. If someone needs threaded bolts or nuts, he's got dozens. This is the way of the island. When the ferry isn't working, there's a guy who brings people across the ice in a sleigh for doctor's appointments. There's a woman who keeps extra over-the-counter medication for children, and a man who plows many of the island roads for free. Bob and his wife have lived on the island for about 20 years.
When we first moved here, I went to all the old ones, and how do I not die, you know? And I learned about the ice. You know, it's part of life. Ice is a big part of life.
This year, Bob says the ice bridge is about 2 feet thick and safe to travel on. But the bridge could go away if the Coast Guard cuts the ice, making a channel for large ships. What happens is the ice flows downstream and blocks the ferry route, but it also ruins the ice bridges they walk on and snowmobile across, the other way to make it to the mainland.
Where did everybody go?
Hi, Dorothy!
Oh, it's Bob!
It's Bob.
Dorothy Tyner lives down the road from Bob.
Well, come on in and don't worry about the boats. No.
Dot is 86 years old and lives year-round in her Nebish home. She prepares for ice-breaking season by stocking up on toilet paper and canning different foods.
Somewhere around here there's peaches, but these are all, this is jelly of some sort, and bean soup some more. This is just part of it.
Dot's looking through a tall, narrow pantry. She also cans cabbage and meats, like beef roast, turkey.
Chicken, instant dinner.
She's currently out of her favorite meat.
Beaver is the best mode of eating. Oh, but I'll tell you, now, if I could have that in a jar, I'd be one happy person, but I don't have any right now.
Dot also has to think about stocking up on enough medicine for when she's unable to get into town.
If you're out of something like a medicine, then shame on me for not thinking ahead of time. So I can't blame that on anybody else.
But usually, Dot and others have what they need. Part of the island mentality is to always have extra, because residents know a day will come when they'll need it. Dot's been on the island for nearly 70 years. Her husband died 10 years ago, but she has her dogs for company, and her son lives next door, close enough to plow her driveway each day. Still, it's not always easy being so far removed during the snow-filled months.
Cabin fever? I think I had it a couple days ago. I was just ornery. And that's how. And I tried to say I'm not an ornery person, but I wasn't real agreeable for a while.
Tomorrow, the Coast Guard will begin its ice-cutting operation in the St. Mary's River. They say it won't affect the ferry channel this time. But residents know you can't predict the weather, and this could change. One thing's for sure, the islanders will have the supplies they need and will be just fine either way. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.